Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Galatians chapter 6, verse 14. May I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. The Apostle Paul's letter to the Galatians draws a stark line of contrast between two opposing approaches to salvation, one by grace, the other by works. He wrote the letter as a response to false teachers who were insisting that what Jesus did was not enough to make us right before God. We must also do our part by obeying the law in every detail. This is a tempting thought. We naturally feel proud of our accomplishments and want recognition when we've done something good. Why shouldn't I get credit for the times I've helped others? Surely I should be rewarded for the sacrifices I have made. This is the thinking of most people in the world. But those who want to be rewarded according to their obedience to the moral law will be judged by the same law. And that law quickly exposes our secret sins and reveals the darkness in our hearts that we try to hide from others. We need God's grace, which was poured out on us when His Son, Jesus Christ, died to pay our debt and rose from the dead to give us life. At the end of his letter, Paul made it clear which side he was on. He was ready to not get credit for any of the good works he had done in his lifetime, but rather to put his trust entirely on what Jesus had done for him. And Paul understood that taking his stand on Christ alone would separate him from others. The world has been crucified to me, and I to the world. A person killed on a cross was not only permanently separated from the community, but he was also publicly shamed and humiliated in the process. Those who stand by faith on the works of Christ alone and those who put their trust in their own self-righteousness are worlds apart from each other. But the blood of Jesus was spilled for every person on earth. God's promises of forgiveness are meant for all nations. So boast and brag to everyone you know about the love of God for us sinners. Jesus, you are my dearest treasure. I will praise your name always. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.